Chris Steinman is running for the State House of Representatives seat being vacated by Sam Keto III. House District 33 represents Skagway, Haines, Cluckwan, Excursion Inlet, Gustavus, Downtown Juneau, and Douglas. KTUO's David Purdy learned what led Diamond to pursue politics and what his policy plans are for state government.
Chris Diamond and his family have deep roots in Alaska. Juneau residents may recognize the family name from Diamond Courthouse, Diamond Park, and other locations around the city. After high school, he found college wasn't for him and tried a few different jobs.
I started construction. You know, I started doing it on and off, and it fit. You know, it was a comfortable fit for my personality type and who I am.
He joined the Regional Carpenters Union for work, but wasn't actively involved until a few years ago. That's when the Juneau local merged with the Anchorage branch.
Everybody saw it as our identity was being stripped away and everything was being taken away from us.
His frustration prompted him to get involved. He was elected to a position in the local union, which led to part-time work as an instructor and eventually his current job as an organizer. As one of just two employees in Juneau, he does a little bit of everything, including coordinating with state and local governments, checking compliance with union requirements, and sharing information with members. He also spends time visiting job sites, sometimes to look into tips or complaints, sometimes just to stay connected to workers. He says advocating for those workers is part of his run.
I've seen some movement in the last 2 years to better support workers and their rights, but I think we can do better. So I decided, you know, this was the year to do it, you know, kind of put my money where my mouth is.
Diamond also hopes to shift the atmosphere in the legislature.
I'd seen a lot of dysfunction in the legislature the last several years between the two bodies and between the two parties.
As a father of three, he's also concerned about education. He feels school funding has stagnated and views education beyond the traditional core subjects as critical.
If we're not educating our children, you know, we're not building a very strong future for ourselves. So, you know, I'd like to see more vo-tech classes and art classes, you know, those type of classes that keep kids engaged. I know they're expensive classes, but they're vital to helping create well-rounded adults.
To pay for government, Diamond supports looking closely at agency budgets to find more targeted cuts and efficiencies. He knows it's unpopular, but he also thinks using money from the permanent fund for state government was necessary, although he is concerned about its effects.
It does have some negative impacts on lower income folks. So, you know, for that portion of it, I would like to see if there's a way that we could address that, that maybe there wouldn't be an impact to those communities and those people that really heavily depend on the permanent fund. But then there's plenty of other people in this state that, you know, don't need that income.
Diamond thinks making ends meet might also require some tough decisions on new revenue.
I'm also not entirely opposed to an income tax. I certainly don't want to pay an income tax. We don't have to, but you know, we also enjoy, you know, road systems and our ferry system, airports and schools. All of those things need funding. And if we want to have a society that functions well and is inviting to investment dollars from startup businesses and outside corporations, then we need to make sure that we have a top-notch running state. You know, we all have to have skin in this game.
Diamond supports the Juneau Access Road and believes it should complement a strong ferry system. He likes the plan developed by the Southeast Conference to turn the ferry system into a publicly owned corporation, but he believes the state will likely have a continuing role in subsidizing its operations. Diamond is running as an independent, so he won't be on the ballot in the primary election on August 21st. He'll face off in November with whoever wins the Democratic primary. In Juneau, I'm David Purdy.
For more candidate profiles and election information, visit ktoo.org/elections.